Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
On a spring night in 1933, the German government burned thousands of books at a rally in Frankfurt. The books, many by Jewish authors, were considered degenerate. That bonfire, the biggest of many under the Nazis, has given book burning a bad name. So it's refreshing to see bands of American patriots reviving the practice. Oh, they aren't actually burning books. They're just trying to keep kids from reading them, you know, to protect against degenerate ideas. Across the U.S., parents' groups are pressuring local schools and libraries to remove hundreds of titles, many by Black, Hispanic, and LGBTQ authors. Also classics like Huckleberry Finn and To Kill a Mockingbird. A district in Tennessee has even outlawed Mouse, M-A-U-S, the 1991 Pulitzer-winning graphic novel about, yes, the Holocaust. The American Library Association says book bannings, hit an all-time high last year. One Texas legislator is working to block 850 books from his state schools. What's going on here? Politics. Many of these parents' organizations were set up by right-wing lobby groups, funded by big Republican donors. GOP leaders see education as the new issue for mobilizing voters. Glenn Youngkin, for instance, just won Virginia's governorship by framing book bans as an issue of parental control. It's not just books. Bills have been filed in 33 states to regulate what teachers say in classrooms, not just about sex and race, but also politics, economics, religion. Florida wants to penalize teachers who say anything that might cause a student discomfort. To find out, classrooms would have cameras and microphones. Not all these bills will get passed, but that's not really the point. Bans on books and ideas are gestures of intimidation, reminders of who's in charge, who decides what's acceptable. That's why the Nazis burned books. And that's why the current attempt to politicize America's schools might backfire. Kids know when they're being patronized. Already they're pushing back. In some places, they're handing out free copies of banned books. They're also reading them. Right after Mouse was blocked in Tennessee, it jumped from nowhere to number one on the Amazon bestseller list. Some books and some ideas are so powerful you just can't kill them. If only the Nazis had known that. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.